Dragons AF. Last week, our team realized that the Lapras Inferno fighters are indeed under a spell, and even worse, something is messing with the gods.
Something's messing with the gods.
Something's messing with the gods?
Joy, hang up on her.
Our band of misfits do their best to figure out what they should do. Minda starts panic pushing.
So I grab the message down and I'm like, hi, Cynthia Slick. Yeah, this is Dr. Minda Chinilla.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we've got a problem up here. I do not need more snacks. I need to know what in the world is
okay,
going on.
You can grab
the blood room.
There's a pack of peanuts. That's
Look,
for you.
That's not what this is. There's something weird going on here.
Dahan conjures stools to be properly heard.
Don't go to the blood room. No one goes to the blood room. Don't. No one move. No one move. And don't look at me like I'm in charge or anything. Remember, I'm a line cook. Okay?
And Milo attempts to throw Dash in the pink-tinted orb, but falls short. But I got it this time. You tuck the little ball of rabbit in your arm, and you do three big spins. It feels really good, and you just launch it out. Then Koga, the tiny dragon, a member of the Noisy Pebbles, walks in and is now holding them hostage with a deadly bow. He backs up closer to the door and stands in front of the door. He pulls his bow off and then draws an arrow. He's like,
I'm gonna need that back.
Koga.
I'm sorry you had to see this, Minda.
We're jumping back in. Before we get to Koga and the mess in the locker room, let's resolve this. So, Dash, you were just thrown 5 feet and then rolled another maybe 5 to 10 feet and bumped into one of the combatants that was warming up for the match in sort of a trance almost. And you hear a voice coming from up front near the giant orb with the liquid in it. Who's that? Who goes there?
Is the voice coming from the combatant or from the...
From the front. The combatant kind of looks down at you and then looks back up.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Miss Lily.
I need a warm up. I'm sorry, I need a warm up. And then from up front, Blood Boy? And you see Miguel walking towards you. What are you doing down here?
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
Milo, are you trying to hide? You're only 10 feet away from...
Yeah, so as he was soaring through the air, I'm like, yes, yes. Then as it's arching down, I'm like, no, no. And so I skid to a stop, and then I slowly back up.
Okay. Roll a stealth check for me.
Oh, I have a disadvantage on stealth because my armor is...
Yeah, you have heavy armor on.
Cool. A 4.
Okay. Miguel comes up. What are you doing here, Blood Boy?
I'm so sorry. I know this is your wife, fiance. You haven't proposed yet? Okay, no pressure. But I didn't mean to knock into her. I just, you know, this is under the blood room, so why wouldn't I be here?
Miguel looks up. And who are you?
My hooves are just like clop, clop. Hey, I sell your jersey.
I'm going to need the both of you to come with me to the front for a second. I'm sorry you stumbled in here. We'll have to get that checked.
Oh, no, it's cool. We're with Kandara. She brought us here. You should talk to her about that.
Kandara's busy warming up before the match. Why don't you two come follow me to the front real fast?
Okay.
I'll make sure we clear this out.
Oh, just like in
quickly.
A chill way? In a chill way. In a chill way.
Yes, in a chill way.
Why are your eyes squinting when you say that?
It's dark down here. come with me. Do you follow him up front?
Sure. And as we're following, I like nudge Milo. You can't just ask people why they're squinting.
Oh, shit. Did I do it now?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I fucked up. I'll apologize to him.
Another voice comes. Miguel, is something the matter?
And he looks over. He says, no, D, we just got a few people stumbling in. Oh, please bring them up front. We will sort things out in a timely manner. You guys make it up front, and you see up front is Mr. Galihan. You guys know him because he's part of the Corps, the only front-facing member of the Corps, part of the investors of the city. There's four. Three are never seen, but he's the front-facing one. He runs a lot of the stuff in the city and is the head boss of the stadium, of the Scarlet Dome. I'm so sorry the two of you have come here. As you walk closer, you notice that he's this tall, kind of wispy feeling man. He's dressed really nice, a tan suit with like a white blouse underneath, really nice pants. He has multiple jewels on his fingers. His hair kind of like floats in the wind a little bit, and his skin has a tinge of kind of a bluish hue to it. There's always seems to be a breeze around him.
So we both recognize him as part of the Corps?
Yeah, you know that he's basically the boss of the stadium. I'm so sorry you were stumbled down here. We apologize for any trouble that has happened. Miguel's like, yeah, boss, maybe we should make sure we debrief him on some things. Yes, we should make sure we do a debriefing before we get you out of this unfortunate debacle. Please, follow me this way, if you don't mind. Miguel looks over. Yeah, D, I know we're missing some of the players, but I'm going to go ahead and send these up to get ready for the match. Koga is looking for the missing players. I'm sure he can handle that situation. Yes, please make sure that everything is done in an orderly fashion. We must get the championship game started. Lots of people are watching. Miguel claps his hands twice, and all of the combatants kind of stand up straight in unison. He's like, all right, guys, it's time to get ready for the match. Let's head upstairs. And they go towards the direction that you kind of fell in, and they move forward. And there's, now that you look back, there's this kind of shimmering curtain. You know when you have fire that's coming off the ground, and it looks like a, when you have heat, something that's really hot, and there's like that shimmer. There's like a little shimmering wave, except it looks more liquidy. And it's like, all right. And then they walk through it and disappear behind this kind of shimmering veil. And Mr. Galihan looks at you and is like, well, shall we do a debriefing?
Sure, Mr. Galihan. And also just so much gratitude for employing myself and my family for generations. And, you know, we would never hurt each other, I assume. And so just wanted to say thank you. Also, thank you in advance.
I guess I should also thank you because I've had a great time manning the merch shop.
Oh, you manned the merch shop.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Nice, and, yes. You know, just giving me the proximity.
Milo, yes?
Yeah.
I pride myself on knowing everyone who works here.
Oh, cool. Hey, man.
Wonderful.
Sir, I guess I should be up front. I think my break is almost done, and so...
Of course, we'll send you right back. Just need to do a little debriefing.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Come with me. And he leads you closer and closer to this giant orb, and then on the bottom of this orb, there's a table, kind of with different... bottles, and looks like an alchemaic kind of setup on one side. There's a kind of like a tinkering set in the middle, and then a small forge on the other side. It looks really nice. It's just kind of this little hut built beneath this orb. And he, just real quick, I need to grab something and we can begin the debriefing.
Okay.
And as he goes into this hut to collect some stuff, now that you're closer to the orb, the voice in your head gets louder, and even you hear it now too.
What is the voice saying?
Save me. Don't trust him.
Is the table separate from the hut, and is it unmanned now?
The table is underneath the hut. He's like walking
he's
towards.
He's under the Oh, okay.
It's not really a hut. It's like a makeshift. It's made out of stone, and there's like arcane runes around it. Yeah, it's just right under, and the instruments all look really nice, and he's going in, and he's like, just one second, and you hear, don't trust him. He's keeping.
Can I do an investigation on, like, the runes or the hut? In the-
yeah, make an arcane check. You can make an arcane check, too.
Arcane check, okay.
10.
5.
They look like arcane runes. You know that, you can tell that it is some form of magic, but you don't know the properties of it.
Oh, pretty neat magic. Milo, I don't think we should trust this guy.
Yeah, the voice that's coming out of your head is making it
very
clear.
You can hear it? I've been hearing that voice my whole life. A little different. Normally, you know, it's like it goes with this ghost girl that kind of follows me around and stares me right in the face.
Wait,
even though she
what?
Has no eyes. Yeah, it's like ever since I was a baby.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you recognized, like, maybe you also have that.
No.
Thank you.
I just heard a vote, but I got you.
Would you like some refreshments? I'm just making a little bit of tea for myself over here. Would you like some?
Oh, I don't like tea.
Okay. Would anything else? I have quite a selection.
No.
Coffee? Some soft drinks?
No. You said you were going to debrief us? And
yeah.
You haven't debriefed anything?
Oh, I just wanted to make sure that you're comfortable. And he snaps his fingers and two chairs appear behind you. And a table pops up in front.
Wow, perfectly sized for the two of us.
Yeah.
as you know, comfort and entertainment is one of our prime directives here at the Scarlet Dome.
Absolutely. Okay. Dash takes a seat in the bigger chair.
As you sit in the bigger chair, the chair shifts to your size.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I assumed you were going to sit in the...
Yeah.
No, it's cool. I don't mind. And I squat down.
The chair also shifts to your side. He comes over with a tray and there's three mugs and he places them down. His mug is already full and it's like steaming, smells like some nice tea. He puts some mugs. Just whatever you'd like. I can conjure it right away. I made these mugs myself. Don't tell anybody, but this is going to be a merchandise we sell next season. You can fill up whatever liquid you want as long as you're inside the stadium.
Wow. Oh. How much would one of those go for?
Oh, this would be for our more platinum members.
Oh, you're right. I shouldn't even hear the price.
But it would be maybe 30, 40 gold. We're
what?
Looking to sell. And wow. We can have custom designs for an extra 10.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you right now, dude, in my experience, people don't really want to pony up for really expensive stuff.
Well, like, this is for the platinum members.
Yeah, they never come to my shop.
Well, like, you're on the ground floor?
Yeah.
You cater to a different
That's cool.
Tax bracket.
You know, you can take the mug. I don't want to.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't want it anymore.
Limited edition.
No, it's fine.
All right. Yeah, me too. I'm also dejected and I don't want the mug.
Okay. Let me begin debriefing you.
Thank you.
Before he talks, we're going to cut to the locker room. Koga is in the locker room pointing a bow and arrow at our heroes after Cynthia snatched his message stone away.
Koga.
I'm going to need that phone back.
And Koga is pointing... What weapon again?
He has a short bow.
Short bow?
And it's drawn.
Do I have time to cast something when I see that?
Are you trying to hide that you're trying to cast something?
No, I'm trying to just...
cast it?
Yeah, just
cast it. Roll initiative.
Oh! Oh, wait, all of us?
Yes,
everyone
roll
initiative.
Right,
oh my god.
Plus 3, so 16.
Dahan has 15.
Cynthia's 19.
Wow. Minda's 14.
Cynthia, you get to make my first move.
But Koga's the only one who's like got a weapon drawn.
Yeah.
And like, okay.
But he's ready. So this is technically not a surprise round.
Sneak attack. Can I?
You can use your bonus action to hide, like maybe around the corner somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can get your sneak attack. You'd have to roll stealth check opposed to my perception check. You're going to try to hide with your bonus action?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my god.
Whoa.
What'd you roll?
What is it?
It's your stealth.
My stealth. Oh. 18, baby.
Oh my god.
Wow, wow, wow.
I'll taekwondo kick his elbow.
Okay.
Should I not do that? Is that a bad move?
No, do it.
Do it. Yeah, you can
keep all of this in the podcast. Yeah, okay.
You technically don't get sneak attack with your unarmed strikes.
God. I'll just hit him with the butt of my sword.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
You see Boss Lady kind of dip around like locker lines and she kind of sneaks around. Koga is like eyes darting back and forth. She like sneaks up right behind him. She pulls out her dagger. She looks like she's about to do a flying kick, a jump kick, and then changes her mind and hits him like in the temple with the butt of her short sword and bang, and really knocks him for a loop. And this happens right now. And now it's Panda's turn. Panda stool, wooden panda.
And so I take out my samplet and I press a button on it. And then we hear, God damn! And then I cast Hold Person on Koga.
Oh, yeah. What is that, a wisdom save?
Yeah, wisdom save.
Smart, smart, smart. Oh my God, what is happening? 16, he fails. You hit your sampler and it says, God damn. And you create magic with your music and this is part of your music. And you see Koga get hit in the head and he's like dazed. And then as he's like trying to look over at who hit him, his whole body just locks up. His eyes are still looking around, but his body is completely locked up, paralyzed.
I see it, and then I'm just like, look, I don't know what's going on, but I'm this close to playing a tuba solo.
Dahan, your turn.
Dahan's glasses are fogged up. I back up into a corner away from everything, and then I'll cast Mage Armor.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's an action?
As my action, yeah. Okay. So like pull out like a very dull bronze scroll container, and then a seam appears from the middle. And then I pull down a parchment out of it. It's blank. And then I wrap it around myself. And then it slings back, and then there's like a charge. And then I'll do bonus action. I'll use my telekinetic to move Koga a little bit out of the door frame.
Okay.
Further in to leave some space for the opening.
Okay.
And then
5
I'll just,
feet?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'll just kind of sit in the corner and see how this plays out.
You see Koga frozen. He shifts like 5 feet away from the door, almost like sliding on the ground. Next up, it's Koga's turn, and he gets to make a save, right? At the end of his turn?
Yeah, so, at the end of each turn.
Ooh, what was it?
My spell save?
Yeah.
16.
He shakes it off.
Oh.
And looks around. He can't do anything. He looks around. He used his action to get free from the hold person. Looks around and he's like really scared. And he looks at the phone and draws and knocks and points his arrow at you, but he can't fire yet. Minda, your turn.
Okay, so I see Koga was paralyzed and then now he shook out of it and he's about to...
He looks like he's about to fire at the panda.
Okay, I also have hold person.
Oh my God.
Do it right back at him.
He freezes up again. He draws, and right before he can knock the whole arrow, he like tightens up again.
I'm like, Koga, please, this isn't you.
Now it is Tan's turn. Tan looks around. Both Tan and Taesun go and tackle Koga and pin him to the ground. As they pin him to the ground, Tan begins casting something. These feathers, kind of golden feathers, form in the middle of his hands. And he looks and he like releases the feathers and they like flutter into Koga's face. And he closes his eyes and falls asleep, but he's still frozen.
Overkill.
And he looks over and he's like,
that sleep spell is only going to hold him for a little bit, but he'll be trapped in the hold person this whole time. We need to discuss what's going on, what we do next.
And he's like putting on his clothes as he's talking.
What's the play?
He looks towards you, Cynthia.
Okay.
Boss lady.
Do you know what's going on?
I feel there's something that's controlling these players, but I'm conflicted because I want them to play.
Taesun goes over and slams his fist into Koga's face.
Ah, I scream.
And then and Koga's like knocked out cold, still frozen.
Is there any way we can listen back in on this messaging stone?
As you're saying this, the Koga stone lights up and you hear Miguel's voice. You know Miguel's
Everyone
voice.
Everyone shut up.
Koga? Do you have eyes on our missing combatants? Koga?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Make a performance check to try to sound like Koga. Nat 20.
Whoa!
You sound, all of you are shocked. You're like, whoa. Did Koga just, and you like look towards Koga, but he's like sleep and knocked out and frozen and not making sound, but the voice comes out of Cynthia.
I look at Honeydew. Is that you?
Wow, doing a better impression of Keegan than I am.
I keep it simple. I just go, yes.
Well, I'm coming up right now. I'll do the ritual there if you can keep them occupied. I'm sending the rest of the teams up. Everything's going to go as planned, so the Noisy Pebbles will lose after a big fight, and Lapras Inferno is going to come up on top. Big fanfare. Make sure to spill lots of blood on the stage. But yeah, it will go as we were written out and rehearsed.
I go, yes.
Okay, I'm talking a lot today. I know it's very stressful. Anyways, yeah, we also found some this random blood boy and merchandise selling person wandered downstairs, but I think Dee's going to handle them. He's giving them a debriefing right now.
Yes.
All right. Well, I am going to see you. We'll meet just on the field, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just bring them. If you can bring them there, we'll do a quick ritual there. We'll probably have to, because they didn't do the full ritual, we'll have to re-up it between every round. Koga?
Yes.
All right. Everything's good.
Bye.
I'm just like, boss lady just said yes like 5 times, but just sounded exactly like...
Cut to the debriefing.
So, let's begin the debriefing, shall we?
Dash raises his hand. Sorry, I just had a quick question. Maybe you'll cover it, but in case I forget later. I noticed that, you know, Mr. Miguel called you D, but your name is clearly Mr. Gallahan, so...
My first name is Dahelek, D for short.
Okay.
But you can call me Mr. Gallahan if you
yes,
like.
Yes, that makes sense, Mr. Gallahan. Thank you.
Can I call you D?
No. Anyways, let me explain what's happening. So, as you can see, this is the source of the oasis. As you know, a long time ago, the Scarlet City was just an oasis where we practiced ritual combat to resolve issues between tribes. The water here was a... very special. It allowed us to cast spells of reviving and such at a low cost. You didn't have to spend money on diamonds or anything. It allowed us to engage in fights to the death ritualistically. As our tribes grew peaceful and the city developed, we kept the combat as a sort of entertainment, and that has spread far and wide, and that's why we see such a bustling city of commerce and finance. It's very exciting, but it was all because of this special water, and we can't lose that. But we've kept it safe down here. And as he's talking, I need you to make a wisdom save.
12.
5.
Oh,
Lord. Get caught in a trance at first. You feel the memories of this place kind of slipping from your mind. But as the memories slip, make a note that the next spell or attack that you make is going to be at disadvantage. Because
me.
Of, yeah, both of you.
Oh.
Because you failed to save or check or anything you do. But you feel a resistance holding on to those memories. The voice in your head of that little girl that's been haunting you, or maybe not haunting you your whole life. Stay with me. And the memories stop slipping. And you hear the same voice in your head, and it holds true, and the memories don't slip. But you see that Mr. Gallahan is like, oh, whatever I'm doing is working. Like, nothing seems wrong. And yeah, so this is very special. And, you know, these games bring so much money in, and sometimes they can be quite boring, you know. So sometimes storylines need to be put in place to keep things exciting and keep the audience on their toes. I've developed some rituals here that uses the divine magic from this water to help facilitate a
nice storyline. That's what I'm doing here. And he sits back and you can tell that he thinks that you will not remember any of this in about 5 minutes. But whatever bond you have with this orb of water is like stopping you from getting your memories taken. But you do feel like mentally weakened. Yeah, so the debriefing is almost at a end. Would you like some tea now? And the urge to have tea is like incredibly strong in you. Like the suggestion of like getting tea, you want to say yes.
Wow, I guess. I love tea.
I hate it, but I think that'll wake me up.
The tea fills up in your cups. Like, please take a drink.
I really don't want to touch that.
Please take a
mug again.
Take a drink.
Both of us are like gripping the mug and like trying not to bring it to our lips.
You see like his face, he starts to be a little concerned, like he wasn't expecting so much resistance. You're acting odd and different than he expected.
Dash takes a sip and just holds the tea in his cheeks.
I bring the mug and then like just the smell of tea bothers me so much, so I just blow bubbles into the cup.
I see more permanent measures need to be enacted for this debriefing.
The tea is very hot and the inside of Dash's mouth is just burning.
He begins casting a spell.
Whoa, hey, is this part of the debrief?
We are just part of it. The tea spells.
And then I cast counterspell.
Oh, like, okay.
Whoa, man.
At what level?
I thought you were just going to talk to us. Level 3.
Level 3?
Yeah.
It counters the spell. Oh, it like dissipates in his hand. Okay. And he looks over.
Man, I thought you'd be like a gracious host, but you've talked down to me this whole time.
Are we casting spells? Dash gets really excited. Can I try to cast a spell?
We will have to roll initiative. let's cut to you have Koga. He's knocked out. The spell has worn off now, and he's just on the ground, knocked out. He's unfrozen. What do you
Can I go
do?
To him to cradle his head in my lap?
You hear on the stone, the message stone?
Are you bringing them up?
Where?
To the field. We just talked about this.
Yes.
I'm going to come down to the locker room to check on where we were 5 minutes from the fight. We need to get them up here quick.
We'll come to you.
I'm coming down.
Okay. So Miguel's on his way.
Oh, shoot.
I relay
the information to everyone.
The information to everybody.
Is Koga still like in that weird trance?
He's knocked out. Taesung like punched him in the face.
Okay. Interpersonal romance is not allowed, but I'll just close my eyes this time.
Thank you.
Didn't you walk into something even worse than this?
This is a lot, yeah.
Well, can I like remember like, oh, Koga said something to me earlier where he was like, the only time I feel like clear and like remember stuff is when I'm with you. So I'm like, maybe if I like kiss him like Sleeping Beauty, he'll knock out, he'll awaken from whatever this is. Because I'm like, this isn't the Koga I know.
Koga's knocked out on the ground.
I'm stroking his face.
You could heal him and he'll get back up, but that's up to you.
Okay, I'll just keep stroking his face for now. Okay,
so the information has been relayed to all of us.
Tan and Taesun are like, what do we do?
Okay, locker room friends, can we huddle up, please, everybody here? Because a lot is happening right now. I know I have to be on in like 5 minutes. I am this close to getting my little solo, and just Travis is down there. I know he's just waiting with his tuba. Anyway, we all know something weird is going on. Let's figure it out.
What is this ritual? What, anyone know what this ritual might be?
Can I send my familiar to the ramen shop?
Yeah.
I want to send Ribbit to my boss, Hester, and say,
I'm going to be late for the first time.
The raven can't speak, right?
It can mimic, though. So can I say that?
Oh, yeah. It can. Yeah, it can mimic. Yeah, you can have it.
I'll say that to Ribbit and send him off, and then I'll turn to the group.
You hear steps coming down the stairs.
Shit, that's Miguel.
Koga?
I'm friends with him.
Koga!
He's knocking on the door now. Koga, can you let me in? We need to get the combatants upstairs.
You turn back into Koga, and I'll talk to him because I'm friends with Miguel. I'm sure of it.
And I'm like, what? And I'm like, I can just pretend I'm massaging Koga and he's asleep.
So, okay, Koga.
No, we need Koga in the
recap. Rush. I transform into Koga. I'm mouth. You pretend I'm speaking your voice and you're massaging me.
You have 10 seconds.
I jump on a table right in front of the door.
Koga, I'm coming in.
I want to activate my racial stone camouflage.
Turn invisible?
Yeah. And so I transform into Koga, lay on a table.
Okay. Tan and Taysen are like, what do we do? What do we do?
Hide the other Koga.
The other Koga?
Hide the other
real Koga.
Koga.
They like
buy you time.
They like drag him over and then the door opens. They like drag him around the corner.
Oh, hey, Miguel. You here for a massage too? I'm working on Koga.
If you needed a massage,
I didn't know you were here. I was talking to Koga and he said that he was in here with the... we're about to start the match.
Oh, yeah. He's right over here.
Yeah. It's me. Koga. I hurt myself on the way down, needed a massage real bad.
Roll a deception check.
All of us?
Yeah.
Even me?
No, you're invisible.
I got 18 plus 8.
I got 16 plus 3.
Oh, my God. I got 13 plus 1. 14.
Insight check. His insight is not very high.
Good. Whew.
He looks around and he's like, Koga, you mentioned there's some combatants here. What is Cynthia and doing? I know you've had a fling with Minda.
Oh, yeah. Just, my warm-up. But I came down to find everybody. Nobody's here. So how about we just go to the field, like you said, and we'll go from there. I'm sure they'll come up.
Right. Okay. Yeah, let's go to the field.
Yeah. Lead the way.
Yeah, come with me. Where's Tan and Taysan?
I couldn't find them. I'm sure they'll come up somewhere.
Okay. Let's go up then. And he turns around and starts walking.
I look around the room and just give the deepest shrug. Just, okay, well.
And I'll come too. I have to check on a few things before the game starts.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'll stay here in this locker room with Koga, Tanshin, and Taysop.
As you're about to leave the room, make a insight check, everybody.
I'm getting real lucky.
19.
I got 9.
18 plus 3. 21.
Nat 20.
Nat 20?
Oh!
You know that he's not buying this. He's walking and you can see his hand reach for his blade.
Wait, who? Miguel?
Miguel. Dahan sees this. Nobody else does.
I rolled a 21.
What'd you roll? Nat 20?
Nat 20.
Nat 20.
And you rolled?
A dirty 21.
You both see this. He's reaching for a sword.
Oh, God.
If there's a clock, I want to look at it and see what the time is and then realize that I'm late, get really frustrated, and then a flame appears out of the air, and then I cast Firebolt at Miguel.
Okay, pause here for a second. We're cutting to downstairs. So
I counterspelled.
You counterspelled it.
Spell.
We need to roll initiative. We're doing two battles at the same time.
Eleven plus 1?
Yeah.
12.
You get to do something. His spell dissipates, and he looks up. It's Dash's turn.
Dash is like, oh, we're casting spells? Here I go!
Dash attempts to cast Find Steed.
Can you look up Find Steed? It might take 10 minutes to cast.
What the heck? Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, you're right. So you're saying no?
Yeah. I mean, you can start casting it. It just wouldn't be done for 10 minutes.
And then, so in that 10 minutes, he could induce that to us?
No, you would have to concentrate on casting a spell for 10
minutes. Okay, I think we should just run.
Do you run or do you...
I really wanted to get my steed. Let's see. Okay, I forgot that this takes a long time. I'm going to pivot. I'm going to use my warhammer.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't think this is a good idea, but Dash just swings his warhammer right at Mr. Gallahan, but at his feet.
Well, so roll a d20 and add your attack bonus for the warhammer.
Okay.
It should be your strength plus your...
it's a plus 7. 9 plus 7 is a 16.
That hits.
Okay, damage is a 1d8 plus 4. Oh, I should have cast Bless. All right, next time.
You can smite if you'd like.
Oh, what does that one do again?
Divine Smite, you can sacrifice one of your spell slots to do extra damage.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to do Divine Smite. Oh, not that good. What is it? 5 plus 7, 12?
Mm-hmm. 12.
12 damage?
12 damage total?
I believe so. This is 5 plus...
Oh, yeah. So you do 12 damage total. You raise your warhammer, and it lights up with divine energy, and you smack down on this investor.
But just his feet.
Just his feet. You smash his feet. It's pretty... You definitely broke a few toes, and it flashes with, like, divine radiant energy, and on top of his toes getting smashed, you, like, kind of burn his leg.
Oh, sorry, I just wanted to... stop attacking. Stop. Don't do that to us.
He loses concentration on his spell. I rolled a 3, so you don't get the disadvantage for your roll. He was casting a spell on you as he was talking, and that spell has now lost because you smashed his foot real good. So it's his turn. He's going to cast Hold Person on both of you. Roll to save.
11.
7. No, 10.
10? You both are frozen.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's your turn. You get to roll again to see if you break free from it. I mean, Milo.
Oh. 18 plus 3.
You break out of it. You're like frozen for a second, and then you break out of it.
Nice.
Dude, you still keep being uncool.
Okay, now we're going to switch back to you guys. Okay, Panda, you go first. What do you do?
So at this point in time, I'm following Miguel. Is his back turned to me?
His back is turned to you.
Okay, so I pull out my sample tablet, press it, and then you hear, whatever. And then I cast Dissonant Whispers onto Miguel.
Okay, what is the saving throw for that?
I think it's Wisdom. Yeah, Wisdom saving throw.
He saves. You rolled a 19.
So a 6 and a 3 and a 2.
11.
11. And then half. Is that rounded down?
Yeah, 5.
5.
So he takes 5 damage. Next up, we have the doctor. What do you do?
What are we trying to do? Are we trying to kill him? Or just stop the attack? Where am I in the room?
You're a little further back. You're maybe like 20 feet away from him.
Okay. But I didn't notice him going for his sword.
You didn't notice him going for a sword.
So I just kind of see.
But you did see him cast at Miguel.
I'm just like, what the hell is going on? Can I just like run to block the door?
Run in front of the door. He's kind of already in the hallway a little bit.
I'm just like, what the heck is going on? Can I just like run to Koga?
Yeah, he's been dragged behind the...
Okay, I'm going to go. Can I try to stealthily run there? Because I don't want Miguel to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll a stealth check.
14.
Okay. He doesn't see you. Okay, good. next up, we have Cynthia.
How far away am I from Miguel?
You're pretty close to him. You were talking to him.
Can I take my sword and get it with the butt in the thorax? Right?
In the thorax? Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Roll a d20. Nat 20?
Nat 20, wow. Baby.
Oh my gosh.
I've been working out.
You were close to him too, right?
Yeah. I
was. You were falling like right behind. Yeah. So you're 5 feet away from him, so you do get a sneak attack damage on this. Ooh. So it's 3d6 plus 1d6, so double that. It's 8d6 damage.
8d6?
Yeah.
Okay, that's 12.
And then roll again.
11.
11, 12 total?
12 and 11.
12 and 11, 23 damage. Mm-hmm. 23 plus your dexterity, which is plus 4. Mm-hmm. So 27 damage.
Kill him?
But this is non-lethal. This is non-lethal damage, 32. So he's taking 32 damage total, wow. 5 of that psychic. He's getting pummeled. you go up and you swing your short sword around and hits him right in the thorax and he chokes on his spit a little bit. It's his turn. He's surprised, so he doesn't get a round. We're back to the top. Before we start that round, we're going to cut back to our duo underground.
Wait, also, Honeydew is still in Koga form, so Miguel just thinks his team...
No, behind the scenes, Miguel has true sight, so he never bought that Koga was not the panda.
Worth a shot.
Yeah.
Worth a shot.
Next up, we have two people. We're at the top of your turn. It's dash up.
We have hold person.
You have hold person on you, so please roll to see if you break free from it.
What kind of wisdom?
Wisdom save, yes.
10.
10? That is not high enough. So you're frozen?
Well, whatever.
It's D's turn. He's mad now. You've broken free. Can't cast a concentration spell. So what will he do? He's going to cast...
what are you
going
to do?
He's going to cast the magic missile on you.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
16 damage. Four tiny little sparks fly out of his hand and hit you all in the chest at the same time. He's like, I really wish you would have taken the debrief a lot easier, but now I feel like I have to dispose of the both of you. I'm sure the deaths will be covered up easy. He's talking to himself now. We'll just say it was an accident. We have plenty of blood boys, and they're loyal, and no one's going to remember someone who sells shirts at the merchandise shop.
Dude, I've heard every word!
It's your turn.
Fuck this! I bonus action use a Hexblade's Curse.
Okay.
Yeah, on him.
As you cast Hexblade's Curse through your sword, you feel a vibration from your sword also echo from the orb above. The orb above is also vibrating at the same time.
But it works?
It works.
Okay. Man, I've never heard of any boss, no matter how rich they are, attacking any of their employees, throwing hold person on them, and then being so rude. So I swing my greatsword at his face.
Okay. roll to hit.
That was a one.
You miss. You swing and you kind of trip as you swing. You stumble over your words. You have this big speech plan and you miss. He ducks out of his way. He's like, oh, problematic employees are always the worst. You get another attack, right?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
I'm good. Well, that's a 9.
9 misses.
Yeah.
Dodges out of the way again. He's like, I'll make sure that your family gets a nice note. We'll say that you died doing what you love, I guess.
It's not selling shirts if that's what you're thinking.
We'll stay in this realm.
Dash is like, what's the point? Don't even want to be a blood boy now. I can't even do anything. Doesn't even matter. That's an 11.
You're still held.
Just kill me.
I'm so sorry.
Just kill me. Hey, Mr. Whatever your name is, Gallahan, D.
Mm-hmm. Kill me. You're from, you can't talk. This is all in your head.
This is all in my head.
Gallahan sees your greatsword, and he's going to disengages with you, and he's going to make a run for it. So he disengages and moves 30 feet away from you, and that'll be his turn.
Oh, okay. Can I knock Dash out of hold person?
You can hit him and see if you can lose concentration, if that makes sense.
I don't want to hit my friend.
No. you can hit Mr. Galley.
Oh, okay. Phew. All right. Yeah, I'll give chase. So I'll run up.
Oh, 30 feet?
Yeah, 30 feet. I'll swing again.
Roll.
Oh, 16 plus 5.
Oh, hit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Roll damage.
All right. That's 12 slashing and then 1 psychic.
So 13
or necrotic,
total?
Necrotic, sorry.
13 yes, total?
13 damage total.
He loses concentration. I'm going to throw this dice away. Can you hold out for me? So he loses concentration.
Okay.
And
I'll do my second swing.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about your second swing.
All right.
How much? That was 13 damage?
That was 13. I see that Dash is now free.
Yes.
Dash, bro, run.
This sucks.
No. Hey.
I don't want to.
I know. No. I heard you in your own head say, kill me, and no!
You can hear everything in my head?
Kind of. There's two voices. Yeah, just don't do that. Man, you're my friend.
What?
The only person dying here is this D. And that's 11 plus 5.
11 plus 5
for the
is,
second swing.
Hits.
Okay.
But we're back upstairs. All right, Dahan, you just cast a firebolt. Let's see if it hit. The fire, it missed him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And I hide back again.
You hide back again. Okay. Your turn.
I'm going to keep it going and cast Vicious Mockery at Miguel.
Sure.
And just,
what's your save?
16.
16? He saves again. What did
so
you say?
You hear me just, whisper to myself and just like, you look stupid. I don't like playing tuba when you're out there.
He says, I don't care. And it's ineffective. Next up, we have the doctor.
Oh, no. I don't know what to do. I'm back in the corner with, like, the three fighters, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Can I talk to them about, like, how we can try and stop Miguel? Or are they in on it?
You see that as soon as Miguel was hit, they have gone kind of catatonic. Like, they don't have the crack thing in their eyes. They just, like, completely frozen.
Can I try and break them out of this spell?
Is there any way to try to shake them.
Okay, I shake and slap them.
Roll damage. So roll a d4 because it's unarmed strike damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
A d4?
Yeah, and then...
It's a 1.
It's a 1, so 1 damage. Oh, that's nice. you slap them and nothing happens.
Shoot.
That's your round?
Yeah.
Cynthia?
Oh my god. I'm with a bunch of amateurs. I'm going to attack Miguel again.
Go for it.
How badly is he down? Is he incapacitated?
He looks pretty beat up.
Hmm. Who's controlling the two other fighters?
The two other fighters are just catatonic.
They're just catatonic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't know because you can't see them. They're behind.
Oh, okay. Can I try to pin him on the ground?
Sure.
And see what he's got?
On him?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
How would I do that?
Roll a grapple check. So you're using your turn to grapple him. So we rolled opposing athletics checks. And whoever wins gets...
With a d20?
Yes, with a d20. What'd you roll?
7 plus athletics. So it's an 8.
Oh, I rolled a 3, but he has plus 9 to athletics. Oh! So he still overpowers you. He pushes you
off. I need help, damn it. Help me.
I'm trying.
Dahan?
Okay. I'm in the hallway also with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll pull out my scroll container again, and then I'll draw a circle around it, and I'll cast web on Miguel.
Okay.
On the outskirts... leaving Cynthia outside of it.
Got it.
Yeah, does that work?
Yeah, that works.
You can do that. And then I'll kind of shove him a little bit further into the center of the web.
You're going to push
as
him?
As a bonus action.
Oh, with your telekinesis?
Yeah.
Do I roll a check against your...
DC 8 plus proficiency plus... And you have to beat a 16.
Beat a 16. With athletics or...
Strength. Save.
He failed. He gets pushed deeper into the web. He's stuck in the web now.
Wow, great.
On his turn, he gets to move to see if he saves, right? For a web?
Yeah. Each creature that starts its turn in the web must make a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, the creature is restrained as long as the web remains.
Okay. He's going to make a dexterity saving throw?
Yes.
He saves. He's not restrained. You web him, but he like pulls at it and moves forward again. He takes out his sword and he's going to attack. Cynthia's done the most damage to him, so he's going to roll to attack Cynthia.
Oh, no.
That is 21.
It hits you.
And you're going to take 9 damage.
Oh.
And then also on top of that, another. So 10 damage, and you feel like the blade as it hits you, it's like really cold. So Miguel just went, we're cutting back to underground, and Blood Boy Dash is no longer held. You feel release.
You really mean that, Milo? We're friends? Oh.
Yeah, you let me cry on you. And oh no, it's happening again.
It's okay. Let it fall.
And this time it won't be on you.
Hey.
But these are for you. These tears are for you.
It can be on me. Hey, I've never done this before, but maybe if you have 10 minutes, I'd like to find Steed.
I'll give you all the time you need.
Okay, we can still talk during it.
Oh, cool.
I just might not have that much to say back.
That's cool.
Are you going to try to attack at all this round?
I thought he left.
No, he's 30 feet away.
You're still here.
He got hit by 2 greatsword attacks, and he's slashed up pretty good.
Milo, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to get in the orb, maybe find a steed.
You could make your way up into the orb if you want. Instead of, yeah, you can use your round to climb your way up into the orb.
I hate that guy. I hate Mr. Gallahan.
You don't even have to look at his face. Don't worry. And then I stand in between so I block him from your view.
Well, let's resolve Dash's round first. Do you climb up into the orb?
Yeah, I'm going to climb up.
So on your turn, you jump up and you climb up this orb. You kind of like shift your way. It's like high up, but you're able to get your way in. You fall into the orb.
That's how easy it was.
Yeah. It was, I mean, it's like pretty high, but like if you use your action to move in your strong arms, and there's, you know, tubes coming out of it, so you can use the tubes to work your way up and the pipes, and you climb up to the top and you dive into the orb. As you dive in, you hear a voice speak to you. It's the voice that you've heard since you were a child. You're finally here.
Ghost girl, I'm coming.
The vision of the ghost girl kind of forms in the center of the orb. You're in the water, you're holding your breath, and it's like kind of like a liquid form of this girl, and it's like gathered in, and you get like flushed with all the kind of thoughts of this like being, and you realize that this being is sentient, but no one knows except for some people, you know, and because you are a blood boy, when you were young, the sentient creature found itself a foothold in your mind, has been talking to you this whole time. You realize that the water that was from this oasis was a piece of one of the titans, a piece of the water titan. And like through ritual combat, the blood spilled from people over like decades and decades merged with the water, and the passion of battle and all these emotions in the blood have formed it into a new being, a new life. And they've kept this thing here. Only a few people have known that it's sentient. Most people don't, that the water is sentient here. And they've kept this water being here because it's the source of the economy of the city. Because without the water, then all these reviving would cost so much money. It would not be, you know, the games would disappear, basically. And so they've kept this being here, only the core, the investors have kept this being here locked up for the sake of finance, for the sake of economy, basically. And it's been reaching out and like looking for freedom, and it found you and brought you here. And also made a pact with Milo, the other person that this being has been reaching out to. And it took hold with Milo. A lot of people have rejected the call, but Milo also took it up. So your pact was with this sentient creature that you, this like kind of blood water creature that has been formed. And that's who your pact was.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. You get all of that in like a flash of a second.
It's you.
It's me.
You have a face.
Sometimes.
I'm water.
Thank you for coming.
Does she have a face?
It's forming a face in front of you, like with the liquid. Thank you for coming.
Would you like to be free?
Yes. And as you said yes, it's Dee's turn, Mr. Gallanhan. He looks at you. Mr. Gallan looks at Milo and is like, we can talk about this. He looks pretty messed up now. He's just a investor. He has like some special spells and some like magic items that he's been using, but he's basically mostly a normal person. He's like, hey, we can talk about this, right? He's using his turn to talk to you. Drop your weapon and let's discuss this. You're more formidable than I thought. Maybe you'd like to fight in the games. Isn't that, I see that your blade resembles Kandar's old blade. Maybe that's what you want, to fight in the games, to win the championship? I can do that for you. It's all written. It's all script. You could be the next Miguel. You can be the next Kandara.
Wait a second. This is all written?
I thought I talked about it earlier during the debriefing. It was,
you were
I realize now that my charm wasn't working.
I got sleepy. You were throwing tea at...
Yeah, but you could be a hero. Your name could be on the jerseys that you sell.
Man, shut the fuck up. This whole thing is bullshit, and you're just saying bullshit. Take it from me. I look like a fucking bull.
Okay, well, I didn't say it.
It's fine if I say it.
Okay, well...
All right.
Are you sure? I'm sure I could offer you money, fame, fortune.
Just shut up.
Can I leave?
Oh, wait. No, that sounds bad. Hey, my friend said that he doesn't want to see you anymore. I look back. Do I see Dash in the orb?
Yeah. He looks the most at peace that you've ever. The short time you've known Dash has been haunted. Seems like a haunted person. Their face is serene. He looks like he's seen an old friend.
Okay. So now I step in between his line of sight.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, my friend said he doesn't want to see you anymore. And because we went through a whole lot in the past 15 minutes, I will do anything for him. And then I plunge my sword into him.
You like plunge this giant blade into his stomach.
Straight into it, yeah.
He's like, but you could have had your dream. And you see the light leave his eyes. You had Hexblade's curse on him?
Yeah.
You feel some of that life like drain from him and enter you. Mm-hmm. So you get some temporary hit points, but also through the blade, you feel your connection with the orb. And like the flash of memories that Dash had floods into your head as well. And the orb feels happy. It feels like one more step towards freedom. And you feel your connection with your patron that you now know is this new sentient being. And we'll cut away from that. And we'll cut to back upstairs, Miguel. Panda, your turn. Miguel looks at you furiously. And as he looks at you, there's something in his head. He looks worried. Like something just happened. And it's not that he's getting... He doesn't look too worried fighting you, all of you. He feels like he can take you. But then suddenly his like confidence starts draining. He looks a little weaker. He looks at his hand. He's like not sure what's going on. What do you do?
Can I take this moment to ask... what's going on? Like, what does Miguel want?
He looks at his hands and he says, something happened. I need to get out of here. Something's wrong. The two people in the catatonic state also come too. The two fighters, you see them come too. And they look confused. And they're like, what? Something happened. And Miguel... He like puts down his sword and is like, I don't want to fight anymore.
Are we still in initiative?
No, unless you guys want to be. Unless you want to keep fighting.
Can I just say, you son of a... drive your blade into me and you release it?
I'm
right
sorry.
After?
Can I telekinetic shove him back into the web?
You do. He gets stuck. He looks like a lot weaker than he was a moment ago.
What's going on?
Yeah, I also asked the other two, what is going on? Also, where's Linda in all this? She's still hiding?
Linda's cowered in the corner. Miguel says, I don't remember how I got here. I was in the games. I was just on a team. I was a Kandara, and we were trying to win champion. But am I a champion? You can tell, like, there are memories in his head that are
he's like really mixed up. And then you see Tan and Taesun, they also like snap too, and they're like, where are we? And roll an arcane check.
16.
You've read about this at your college. People can have their memories replaced with certain spells. And when that spell ends, memories revert back to where they were, but sometimes there's like spell leakage. So the memories get mixed up. Judging by what you've seen and your academic acumen, you're not just a noodle guy. You realize that they have just broken out completely from the spell. Prior, there was some cracking in it, so they would come to, but this is like the spell is completely gone. And also with an arcane, you're putting things together. This is a memory vessel, but there's also some divine influence in it as well, judging by the circular thing. So it was a combination of both. So you're coming to realize that, oh yeah, before they were coming out of the spell a little bit, but now their memories are completely reverting back to prior to the first time they like had this ritual or spell cast on them. So now they are reverting back to whenever it was that they first encountered the spell. So they're just like completely back to normal.
And that was sometime after the first fight.
No, this has been happening for a long, long time.
Okay, I'll share that with everyone. And then I'll suggest to the recovered fighters to reach out to their teammates and check in on everybody. And then I share with everyone that whatever the source of this magic is, it seems to have ended. And I should be going back to my shop.
Miguel, you hear the crowd above sounding angry. Like, why isn't the fight starting? What's going on?
They must be hungry.
Oh, my God. My ticket sale.
Okay. The fighters kind of, like, come to, and Miguel, like, leaves confused.
Wait, did Koga wake up?
You can wake him up.
I just want to see if he still remembers me.
Koga wakes up, and he's like, and he looks like, look real fair, and he's like, where am I? Who are you?
And I, like, reach out my hand, like, Koga,
he, like,
it's me.
Kind of, like, moves out of the way and slaps your hand away, like, who are you? What's going on?
With a tear running down my face, I just say, I'm your physical therapist.
I need to get out of here. I was trying out for a team. What's going on? Is this part of the audition?
You got a big match happening right now?
And he, like, runs out of the room.
And then I'm, like, standing. All the information has been relayed to me, and I'm like, so we can assume that there's no fighting happening? I turned to Miguel. I was like, you're not able to fight, right?
Miguel's gone. He, like, left.
Oh, they all left? And, yeah. So I'm
like, out of my web?
Yeah, he's getting out of his web.
So
just
I'm
us.
Assuming there's no fight. On a scale of 1 to 10, how intrigued does everyone want to hear a little bit of music?
I have to see if the match is still going to happen.
You feel your message stone is like ringing.
Oh, hang on.
You touch it. You hear Tammy's like,
the gods have left.
What?
The match hasn't started for 10 minutes. One of the avatars said that they sensed something happen. The gods have left. I couldn't stop them.
Tammy. You had one job. You had one job to keep them all in the VIP section.
It's my fault. Something seems to be happening. The fighters have wandered onto the field and they're just looking around. And okay. They're not fighting. The band is playing. The band is playing. One of the tuba players, I think it was the fourth seat, stepped up and really, he's playing beautifully. He's been playing a solo.
Amplify his sound.
I hear the bass from afar.
Give him a solo.
Oh my God, is that who I think it is? Travis! Travis!
The economy of the city has been greatly affected by what's happening. This is the spark of the fall of the Scarlet City. No one knows how it happened or why it happened, but the economy started crumbling. The water in the city began to turn from a pink to a normal color and then dry away. It's likely going to dry away if Dash is going to free his new buddy. This is the story of the fall of the greatest city of entertainment on Tian. And you were instrumental in it.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, what happened to the girl?
Did I make money?
we can do some vignettes. I'll do a quick, like, what happened to everybody.
Oh, I just was like, the girl's still in the tank, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. But I assumed that you would set her free.
What does that look like?
Oh, I'll describe it for you right now. So, Dash, you are talking to the girl, and you just need to break her out of the container.
Okay. Nobody should be held, not by a spell, not by a job they don't want to do, and not in a big bowl for centuries, and those are all equally as bad. Tell me how to free you.
Get me out of here. That's all I need.
Okay. And Dash just warhammers the bottom.
You smash the bottom of this container with all your might. You crack it. It explodes. You like fall out with the water. You stand there. The water spills out and then coagulates together and forms into the body of this young girl that you've known your whole life. And just this like floating body. And she says to you, I can do whatever I want now.
Yeah. And you got two friends already. I'm Dash and this is Milo.
Hello, Milo.
Hi.
I know you.
Yeah.
I gave you the sword.
Thank you. I really like it.
We can go anywhere we want? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds nice. There's a lot I want to see. Will you come with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And the three of you leave the stadium.
How tall is the girl?
She's the same height as Dash.
Okay. So
it's a giant minotaur with two little basic things. But I guess this is the beginning of the adventures of Dash, Milo, and the water girl.
Cute.
We'll cut to Cynthia. Cynthia, the fall of the Scarlet Dome has been devastating. There's no water in the city. It's just desert now. But with your acumen, have picked up the pieces. The core has left the city and has left a vacuum of power.
What I've been waiting for my whole life is for Galahad.
And you seize that power. The city might be, this core entertainment might have fallen, but there are still a lot of people here. There's a lot of entertainers slowly begun the process of transforming the city from centering around just the games to centering around gambling. Gambling still happens, and there's a lot of people here. The best artisans in the world are here. They can't go anywhere. You just need to find a way to get water. And water can be done through trade. So you've begun the arduous process of building the Scarlet City back up to something resembling of what it once was. And you're fulfilled your lifelong dream of becoming the top dog.
Girl boss.
Woo-hoo! I throw some bills in the air. But then
you have to pick it up and be like, we have a long way to go. That's where your story of Cynthia Slick, the new leader of the Scarlet City.
Wow.
Let's go to Honeydew. Honeydew spent his life as a panda in the city, but it's revealed that he's not actually a panda. He's a...
I am a little tanuki. I shapeshift back into a little tanuki, and my real identity is Tanuki Swift, the ever so famous pop star of all realms.
Tanuki Swift made a bet with his friends that didn't believe that Tanuki was actually able to start from nothing and make it to the top. He got lucky, and he was going to start over from the bottom, playing in a band, and make his way back up. But unfortunately...
If it weren't for freaking Miguel...
that bet has fallen apart, and unfortunately he has to return to his life as a real pop star. And deep down inside, he always knew that maybe everything that he had was because of luck. Never got to prove his friend wrong. But he does get to tour the continent still and have a lot of money.
Yeah, I guess. I'm going to play these shows again. Everybody knows me. It's so annoying.
But I will say that a few years later, with a lot of magic and experimentation, he was able to turn into a marble.
Just like I always wanted.
Minda, the flings that you've had over this time have dissipated.
I'll never find love.
Those memories are gone. The affairs that you've had with different members of the teams vanished from their memory.
But not mine.
I'll give you a choice. Do you want to follow any of them? Like, go back and try to make it work, even though the memories are gone?
Oh, yeah. I'll follow Nasun.
Nasun?
Mm-hmm.
You pursue Nasun. After all this, you realize you actually did have feelings for him. You went back and followed him. You pursued him. This is the first time you've ever pursued someone. All the other times they've come to you, you're very charismatic. But this is the first time you've decided, like, no, this is the person that I want to spend real time with and not just a fling. Unfortunately, you find out that Soon is also married. He forgot about that. So your pursuit of actual love has also turned into a bit of a chore because Nasun, guess what? He still does have feelings for you after talking to you for some time. So you have become a mistress of Nasun. And we'll see. That's another story.
I'm going to try and charm the wife.
Okay. Roll a charisma check.
Whoa, okay.
This is going to decide what happens.
13 plus 1.
14. 14. It's rocky right now. they've had a conversation. Maybe they'll open up the relationship. Maybe they won't. But that's a story for another podcast.
Okay.
Milo and Dash, your adventures have just started with a young water girl. She asks for a name. Would you like to name her?
We give her a name?
She doesn't know. You guys are her best friends.
I mean, I've always called my sword a name at any time I summon it. I used to call it Wanda. And
I like Wanda.
Water yeah. girl named Wanda.
Wanda girl.
I like that.
Yeah, Wanda girl.
As the years go on, people don't really know what happened to the Scarlet Dome, but a new kind of budgeting legend comes up about a trio traveling the continent, getting into adventures and saving lives. Two little ones and one tall one. This silhouette strikes fear in the hearts of people who do wrong, but also strikes hope in the people hoping to free themselves from the shackles of whatever life that they've found themselves into.
And we ride a horse?
And you do ride a horse. The steed was the friends we made along the way. And finally, Dahan, you go back to making noodles. The secret of your college life and your incredible intellect hidden from the people around you. I'm going to have you make a decision. Do you want to keep making noodles or do you want to go back to college?
I probably reconnect with Tanshin and I get convinced to go back to college.
Oh. Your parents are very happy. I told you it was just a phase. He just needed to make noodles for a couple years.
I still like making noodles.
He's going to be so good in the academy. He's definitely going to become some sort of magical engineer or magical lawyer.
I made a mistake.
But that is a story for another time. Dahan and his adventures at the university.
Wow.
All right. That's all.
Everyone got a happy ending except for me.
Different kind of happy.
If you want to hear those stories, please listen to this podcast a bunch of times. So, but anyways, that's the story of the Scarlet City and the Scarlet Dome. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Dragons AF. I'm your host and Dungeon Master Chuck Ma. Our band of characters were played by comedians Jed Alcantara, Alfred Aquino II, Tony Garbanzos, Jane Kim, Alan Pintao, and Alex Songxia. Dragons AF is an Earwolf production produced by senior producers Cassie Jerkins and Josh Richmond. Our audio engineer is Alex Gonzalez. Follow and subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear new shows by your favorite comedians. Tell your friends.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelo, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacques Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.